We respectfully acknowledge the past, present, and emerging traditional owners of the land of the Indigenous people, the traditional custodians of the land where this podcast is recorded, and pay respects to their culture and identity, which has been bound up with the land and sea for generations.
Hi there, welcome to Quickfire episode on Yarns and Vibes. Whoop whoop. This is Quickfire episode. So if you're a new listener, welcome. You're welcome. And if you're a regular, you know what Quickfire is. Just go to season 3 and you'll see what we did with the Quickfire season. Episode rather. Well, so Quickfire, quick one, is an episode where we just throw questions and we just have like, you know, quick 5 minutes on that question around the room. We don't have rules yet, but we'll figure it as we go. My name is Dami and I've got 3 gentlemen here with me and I'll let them introduce themselves minus one person.
Wow. Yo, this is Kenny, aka King Kenny Got a Business, aka Kenny, aka Daddy Zach, aka I'm here again.
It's longer this time.
Here again. I thought I was when I was giving the long intro.
Nah, it's now Kenny.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's okay. Anyways, you already know. Body Biggie, Billy Kelly, Sexy Black Tiger. Peace.
Right. So we'll move on to the question. Since the last person doesn't like to introduce himself.
No name.
Okay, cool. At least there's one more person with us here. All right. So this is how we are going to go with Quickfire episode.
Everyone is tensed.
I know. You look at how they're all... you need to see how they all look right now, like seated up. All right, I'll make this easy for you for the first question. I don't know how we're going to do this, but we'll just go around the room. Quick question, just answer.
Are you doing the same question for everyone? Or?
Yes, I'll just ask the question once, and then you'll just give your answers across the room. Yes, there's a price for it, okay? Don't worry, you'll find out towards the end, okay?
We'll show you guys the price, that Dami.
Yeah, stick around, wait to find out the price. The first question, what is the weirdest thing that you own that no one knows about?
But if I say it, then they would know, no?
Yeah, well, they had it here first. Who's going to go first? If you're ready, just be like, me, yes, teacher.
But you go first.
Yes, teacher.
Why did you mention my name? He said, who wants to go first? Why did you say that?
Who wants to go first?
Weirdest thing.
You go first.
This is going to be...
Are you ready, Kenny? Is this you?
No, that's not me.
Okay, so who's
I'm
ready?
Not sure. What's the weirdest thing? I
own a lot of weird things, so like I don't even know.
The weirdest thing.
You're a weirdo yourself.
Excuse me.
What's the weirdest thing that you own that no one knows about?
People go start to talk their sex toys now.
Well, that could pass. That could pass if you do own
a sex toy.
It could have the butt plug, you know.
What are you doing with a butt plug?
What
are you doing with a butt plug?
See, let's not digress. Ooh. What is the weirdest thing you own, buddy?
I'm curious. Dami, do you own a butt plug?
Can we stop dwelling on these that don't matter?
Everybody wants to smell.
I'm not part of this. By the way, in case you're listening, I'm not part of this question and answer. I'm just going to support.
Why did Dami
it's weird you would say butt plug, though.
Dami, why did you mention that? Why
like,
you
there are so many sex toys you could have mentioned.
You have now.
Things, but like, Dami,
no.
A butt plug, okay, you know what? I think we already have our answer. So let's move on.
I'm sorry, I don't own a butt plug, please, though, I beg.
Don't buy the metal one, so, because they have rust.
So nobody has an answer.
Nobody has an answer, unfortunately. So what's the weirdest thing that you own?
Oh my God, I can't even.
Or you owned in the past. Maybe you don't have it anymore. You chucked it away. That no one knows about.
This is the problem with Quickfire. You don't know the questions before coming.
So you can't plan it. Anyway, so I'll leave.
Let's just continue.
I'll leave you with that. But the second one, you're not going to skip it.
Damn.
Okay, you have to answer the second one.
Very strict doctor.
I think just make it like that.
What is the craziest thing you found being sold online? So whatever website, Facebook Marketplace, Gumtree, whatever, like, you know, secondhand websites.
I think I find it weird when people try to sell the cartons for stuff. And sometimes they even try to make the price like so expensive that it's deceptive, that you think that you're buying the actual thing. Like maybe they're trying to sell like a carton of like a MacBook, for instance. And I also find it weird that people are trying to buy like a carton of MacBook. Like, I don't know. It's not the weirdest thing. I've seen weirder stuff though.
What's the weirdest thing?
You know why they sell the cartons of empty stuff?
Why?
For people who don't actually have it to pretend as if they have it.
Yeah, so during Val's Day now, you know, if you have carton of LV bag, cartons of branded Gucci LV, just layer it, take photos.
Fake
you know?
Life.
Really?
You own it. No one knows what is in there.
Yeah, that's sad. That's a very sad life.
Anyway, so like a friend of mine has this Instagram page. I'll probably, we might copy it. I don't know what it's called. Where she takes pictures of weird things that people sell on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
And there was this one where someone was trying to sell like some really ugly looking dolls. And then someone was trying to sell like some weird, like rusted bicycles. Someone was trying to sell like keychains.
Okay.
Yeah, when I get, I'll get the...
Right, I do have a photo of one I saw.
Okay.
On Facebook Marketplace. Someone was trying to sell... So this
is it a butt plug?
No, it's not a butt plug. I saw it and the person said it has never been used before. Can you take a guess what it is?
It's never been used before. What?
Yeah, let me go to my screenshot.
Is it a condom?
That's what I was.
It's never been used before. What do you think it is? Like you guys are thinking sexual. It's not even sexual at all.
Like a textbook.
No.
No, but
and that's not weird.
That's not weird.
Okay, okay.
Should I textbooks? Show you?
Yeah. No way.
Oh my god. Guys, we're looking at a coffin.
Do you know how much it is?
How much is it?
$200.
Wow.
Never been used before. But we used as prop. No dead body was ever inside.
Wow.
FYI. Anyways, that's the weirdest thing I've found on Facebook Marketplace. When I saw it, I was just like, God forbid. I covered myself with the blood of Jesus.
You ain't not spiritual, but people die, so people actually buy these things every time.
Ah, bro, not Marketplace.
All right.
All right, so Kenny, can't think of... Now, I said no one is skipping this part. So think about
weirdest
it.
Weirdest thing. Let body go what? While I think about it.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen being sold online. Let me see.
I don't know if it's the weirdest thing, but I've actually seen people try to sell clothes and then they have all this... try to...
Vintage clothes?
I don't even know how to describe it. It's
or what? Let me see. I'm trying to think, like... I'm trying to remember. Like, I've seen a lot of weird things being sold online, no doubt, but I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, so again, I'm going to have to skip that one. But trust me, we are coming back to the questions for two of you. The last question, I'm going to start from this end of the room, Bade. Yeah. So it's going to be you, Bade. What product or brand is the biggest scam, but people like it anyway?
I'm going to talk about luxury brand Balenciaga, for example.
Why is it the biggest scam?
Because Balenciaga does this swag jack everybody, and they just put their name on it, and that's what makes it luxury. That's the whole point of luxury products. But it's like come the fuck on, like a lot of different things that are already out there, and Balenciaga will just take them and put their name on it. But because it's Balenciaga, people are buying it for like what?
So they don't make their own stuff.
$5,000 or something. Mm-hmm. You get me? So like, I don't know.
Next, Kenny.
Where did you go?
No, we can't skip.
We're not skipping this.
No, I'm gonna ask.
No.
I think you skipped two questions now. So the question is the most expensive thing that we think people are.
It's not even expensive. It's the biggest scam, but people like it. Product or brand. It could even be Jackpine. Jackpine could be the biggest scam, you know? But people will still do it.
No, I don't.
I mean, it could. I said could be. That's a probability.
That's your answer.
That's not my answer. I'm just giving you ideas. So it doesn't have to be a brand or product. It could be an idea as well.
I think if you guys listen to the last episode, I'll say clothes, but I think we can't say that anymore.
I think that's a good answer too. Definitely.
Kenny, why is this
strange? My brain is very...
38 degrees Melbourne weather.
Well, okay, for now, I would say maybe it's the first class tickets.
You think it's a scam?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Well, because...
Is this a rant?
No, let him say why.
So, because I don't think anything is worth that amount of money.
Okay.
But you know, like if you fly it for so long, you don't pay that much anymore.
Yeah, but if you're flying from here to Nigeria and you're paying 20,000 one way.
One way?
Yeah. Is it worth it?
Is that how expensive?
Yeah. First class. I'm not talking about business class. First class.
Business is about half of that though, but and it's almost the same thing anyway. But I'm not in the first class. So I'm not going to.
Have you done business before?
Oh, yeah, I've done business.
Wow. Sorry.
This guy is the trust fund baby.
SARS. Moving on.
So I would rather say business class is really good, but first class, I think it's.
You think it's a scam, but you've no experience. Exactly. So how would you know?
Exactly, how would you
I've
know?
Seen people that have experience. I've seen videos of it.
Seen is not experiencing.
From an actual experience.
Yeah, I would say. It's, well, I don't know.
It's different from the actual.
I have to give you an answer. That's fair enough.
Himeji, how about you?
So it has to be something you've experienced before.
Yeah, talking from your experience, not from someone else's experience.
I don't think it's an experience. It's just something you think is the biggest scam. Well, I just asked him about experience because he said he's not worth it. Yeah?
Maybe going on a cruise?
Going on a cruise, you think it's the biggest scam, but people like it anyway.
I don't think it's the biggest scam, but I think it's probably a scam.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't feel like it's all they make us feel like it is.
But I've seen people, I know people who have just gone recently and they can swear by it. They've traveled a few times and they can swear by it like
that it's the best thing ever.
Yes, because you're there right there and then you get everything you're getting in a holiday on that ship.
Yeah, and you're going places.
But it's the same thing for like 30 days.
It's
or
not
so.
The same thing. It's like, it's like 20 ocean. Floors on the ship and each level has different things.
Okay.
And you have, you know, you have water parks, you have...
Will you go on a cruise?
If someone gave it to me for free.
Okay.
Are they very expensive?
It depends on where you going exactly. Mm. There's one cruise I want to go to. The one that goes to Antarctica, but you got to go through Argentina. So, yeah, there you go. There's one I can do.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
There's another that goes through Canada, actually.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking about cruises now. Thank you. Okay. For someone that I think is glutinous, you have so much interest in it.
I mean, it's the same way Kenny has interest in first class. But he doesn't want to fly there.
If you listen to last episode about top puppy syndrome.
Yeah, so what's going on?
All right, so I'm coming back to you and Bade with the thing that you own that no one knows about. Because you guys are not like answering my question.
We're not firing.
What's the weirdest thing that you own that no one knows about?
Butt plug.
Like, I don't have anything that anyone knows about.
Plant C, you're saying butt plug.
So do you own a butt plug?
No. I'm just still teasing them. That's all.
I don't think I have anything weird is the problem. It's not a problem.
It's not weird. Okay, yeah, that's weird.
I don't call it weird.
Well, something that no one knows about, but it's weird.
I don't call it... I don't, like, I have like a...
We're an egalitarian society. Yeah. We don't do that.
I won't call it weird. I won't call it weird.
We all own the same thing.
Crop top.
I have a crop top.
That's very, very weird.
That's why I said butt plug the last time. Listen. We're almost there.
It's not short. So it's not to be worn.
What do you mean it's not short? It's a crop top.
It's a crop top, but for me, it's not short. Like,
no, there's levels to crop top.
Is it showing your midriff?
Almost.
Okay.
But the point of it is so I can wear something else underneath of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's to layer up.
But if you look at it by yourself, like it just depends on how you want to dress that day. Like if I had it a bit shorter, I can actually wear it by itself.
How come we haven't seen a picture of you in the...
I think I've seen one actually. Have you?
I have one that, but that's what I'm saying. But again, see you guys always like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I don't think that's weird.
I just said that because I haven't seen you in that before.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Well, I guess that answers your question then.
Yeah.
Awesome. Butt plugs.
Wow.
Kenny, what's the thing that you own?
You're not going to change this to me. Like the butt plug person.
I don't own anything weird.
Let's just leave it at that.
You don't have anything weird. So what's that thing that you own that no one knows about then?
What's that thing? I feel like no one... I have a wife. She knows about everything I have. So there's no way no one knows about what I... You know what I mean?
All right. So since we are all Nigerians, let's talk about music, right? Just a little bit. I don't want you to go deep into it because I know that if I let you guys go deep into it, you will just get lost.
Wow.
Okay. Lost in the sauce.
What song can you listen to on repeat? And please, disclaimer, I don't want to hear Asake. I don't want to hear...
You can't tell us what you don't want. That's not how this works.
Okay, fine. What song can you listen to on repeat?
Like now or like...
Evergreen.
evergreen that you can listen to on repeat.
Like, look, choose whatever you want now, or evergreen. It could be Fela, it could be Samuel Kosu, whoever you think is.
Who then listen to Samuel Kosu? I feel like that's what you listen to on your downtime.
That's my own lo-fi.
Your lo-fi is Samuel Kosu.
Yes.
Yeah. Dimeji.
Dimeji, can you?
I think if I'm going by my Spotify, like last year,
yeah,
the song I was listening to, I think the most was In Sindlu by Temba, a South African Afro House DJ.
Oh yeah, Temba is coming, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, and he's coming. So I'm going to see him next week. So I'm actually very excited about that because I started listening to him last year and now I'm going to see him play live. So that's pretty cool.
He's a DJ.
Yeah, he's a DJ. South African.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Fans, I want Temba.
Why are you jealous?
Temba like Teba. Temba like Teba.
Are you trying to resurrect your stand-up career?
Temba like Teba.
Remember we said it was sit down. Not
Temba.
Yeah, sit down career. Temba. And she's actually sitting Temba right now.
Temba with Messi.
Wow.
Temba with Messi. You're still taking it on.
Temba with a temper.
Right now, the songs I listen to, I can... Well, I don't... Right now, I would say is Egu by... featuring Mobad.
Mobad and Chike.
By Chike, sorry.
Fuani Prayer.
Chike Fuani Prayer. Yeah, that's the song.
Fuani.
I just feel like the reason why I love it so much, I feel like the vocals just stand out. Like,
Yeah, it's
actually,
so good.
It's actually part of, it's actually my own repeat as well. It's not a bad jam. I actually do like it.
Okay, thank you. What's yours?
I can tell you what the song is.
Evergreen or recently?
Look, bro, anything.
Like recently, I've listened to...
I'll tell you.
Tell me. What is it?
Ashake.
I don't want Sake.
Ashake and Buzz Down. Buzz Down is actually my third one. The song I've been listening to from my own repeats is actually Just Like Me, Tonon Savage and Burna Boy.
All right, cool.
Oh, okay.
We need to do this quick fire quickly. What's one thing people don't know about you?
Sure, I don't know. They don't know about me.
Well, people listening listen to the pod don't know I'm very tall.
Are you serious?
You sound tall.
That's BS, bro.
What do you mean people don't know you're tall?
People that listen on the podcast now, I don't know me personally.
If they follow us on socials, they can see.
If they can,
they can't tell your height on socials, can they?
No, if they see me, I don't look short, do I?
You're taller.
I mean, people always tell me that I look short in my photos. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What people don't know about, a lot of people don't know about me is that I'm a twin. That's another thing.
Yeah,
Feel like anytime I see twins, it's almost like I need to say, oh.
Yeah.
You want to have twins? Is that why?
Nah, don't.
Why not?
That was very quick.
That's one thing I know for sure. All right, Bade. What's the question? I'll skip you when you figure it. No, we need to pay attention. It's a quick fire season episode, rather.
That I actually quit my job when I was in Nigeria, was a photographer for a while, had some exhibitions, and then I came to Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, photography is a rich man's craft. Like, you need to have, like,
it does it for money. Free.
You do it for free.
Well, I don't do it anymore. Not
why?
So much.
You put photos on the street and you just posted it. It's for free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, anyone can do that. You don't need a basic education.
Wow.
Dang. That was a shade on you, bro.
I'm sorry.
I mean, well, they are not having exhibitions.
No, they are not having exhibitions. But and also, like, if you see Plancy's Instagram, you definitely know what I mean. It's actually a good set of photos. All right.
Yeah, but I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, Bade.
What? Yeah? Actually, I feel like people don't know that I'm actually a basketball referee.
No, you're a basketball umpire.
Yeah.
Wow. So you mean you can coach as well?
I can. I've been asked to coach a few times, but that's a lot more commitment. I don't have the time.
Wow, I'm impressed. Guys, look, I feel like...
you want to learn a sport?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I wanted to learn a sport. It's not going.
It's gone.
It's gone. I wanted to learn a sport. I was thinking soccer. I actually sold my soccer boot, actually.
Oh, you bought soccer boots? One thing you own that no one knows.
No.
I used to do soccer like years ago before COVID.
What position?
I think you forgot. That behind this conversation with us. I think it was in season two that she was. Kenny, I don't know if you remember that she was trying
what
to change
position. Do you play?
Change positions. Do you remember having that conversation with us?
Yeah. So what position front, do you play? Front wing, midfielder.
You don't even know your position.
Both. I
yeah,
do
just
front.
Calling random stuff.
No, I do front. I do front on the.
Dami. Hey. Pause.
I don't care what you're saying. Pause. I do front. I do. Yes, I'm continuing.
So you play as a striker?
No, I don't do striking. I don't.
What do you play? Left wing or right wing?
Pause, yo.
Right wing.
Dami, why are you asking like this?
I do right wing. Actually, people are talking about. I'm just asking questions.
So that's
I do. Don't say I do. Stop saying I do.
I play right wing actually. Okay. Yeah. And then also midfield, the one that just keeps running up and down.
All of them. Midfield
running is too much because you need to go support the front, go defend the back sometimes.
Yeah.
So you don't even
that's
know.
That's what he said. It just reminds me, like, I took my son to, he started soccer.
Oh.
Yeah, so 3-year-old soccer. And because at home, like, back in Tanzania, I used to take him out and they would just be passing the ball always, like, we should do it. So it's good, like not just kicking the ball, letting the ball go, kicking it on the good pace.
Yeah.
So when he did it yesterday, they're like, "You play like a Brazilian." I'm like, "Bruh, how did we get here?"
He plays like what?
Like a Brazilian.
Oh wow!
Like, how did
because
get here?
A lot of kids that age are not. They don't have that coordination.
Yeah.
No, they don't. But the thing is, I think because he has been doing it, I don't think he knew he had that.
Yeah.
That I didn't think I knew, but seeing in hindsight, I'm like, oh, because we used to do that a lot. So he was like kicking. Like you take a few kicks before you actually hit it to the net, like hard before the other guys, the other kids just hit it straight, like
yeah.
From what
they're not even.
But the problem is after he kicks it, Pam just runs all the way. Like, bro, come back. He just goes all the way out of it.
Baby
steps. So I said maybe he'll be a wing forward or something.
Is that your Project Mbappe?
Project Mbappe. I told you now, yeah, Project Mbappe. So there's Project Mbappe, and he loves basketball as well. So he goes, "Daddy, I can't dunk." I'm like, "This is football. You're not allowed to dunk.
Yeah. Stay on the ground.
Yeah, still on the ground. So I'm thinking Project Mbappe and Project Giannis. You know what I mean? So,
all right,
yeah.
Babes. Now that sounds good. Let's move on.
Is not entertained
at all. She just seemed like, oh, this thing is talking.
No,
about
I said children. That sounds good, but let's move on. Nah. Where were we? Where did I stop with the conversation?
Dr. Dami, really?
Talking about
one thing people don't know about you. Yeah. You've answered your twin, but he has answered. He has cropped up.
I'm a referee.
Oh no, you're a referee.
Oh,
and then Plancy, you've answered what used to be a photographer.
Yeah. Dami, what about you? What's one thing that people don't know about you?
I'm beautiful.
They've got eyes.
So they didn't know that before.
They've got eyes.
What did they think about you before?
I'm ugly. Yeah. Well, anyways, I'm beautiful, and that's it. Anyways.
Okay.
That's calm.
It's the way you just dismissed us from asking you. I feel like you don't
like
answer those questions.
Made you,
yeah. Who made like, who give you that?
Right, so do you want to have your 1 minute of ranting now? Because it seems like you have a lot to get out of your chest.
No.
All of yous.
It's about you. Who made
it's about you.
That's my
do you want to get things off your chest?
Answer the question, Dami.
We want to get off our chest.
You answer the question.
See, look, I had to take the bull by the horn. No one was ready to do it, so I decided to take it.
I know.
That's fair.
That's a lie. You don't even know what button you press.
Wala. That's how you press that.
It's clapping. Thank you very much. I know what I'm doing. I know my job.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. So what was I? Where was I?
You're supposed
to. 1 minute
rant. 1 minute rant, yeah. So
you start,
each.
You start.
1 minute rant.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a rant. It's almost like a, you know, reaffirmation.
Sure.
I'm glad that I'm alive every day.
That's not a rant.
And so that's why I said it's not a rant.
We asked for rants, Dami. You can't just be making rules and breaking them now.
Like,
okay, let me think about my rant. Okay, let me think about my rant and I'll come back to it. So who's ready to rant?
We are not skipping anybody. That's what we all agreed. Like,
no, but I skipped actually for you guys. So please don't even do that with me.
Yeah.
So what?
I'll just go on a quick mini rant. Like, my move from Tazi to Melbourne has not been as successful as I intended it or I thought it would be, and it's really stressing me the fuck out, right? So, like, there's a lot of things that I put in place that are supposed to go in place, but shit is just fucking pissing me off. And I've gotten to a point where I'm like if I can't just curse or push shit to happen. I'm at that point where I'm like fed up. Like, what the fuck? Like, get shit done. So it's just, yeah.
Done. Thank you. Well, that was 23 seconds, but good job. Jesus.
Yeah, but that's the point. You said like,
yeah.
Quick. Go quick.
I said 1 minute rant.
What if I said my mic was off?
Right, I'll go. Jokes.
Ready? Right. Yeah, sit up for that, bro.
This rant
is for the rants and the ants.
Dami, will you let me speak? All right, so this is just about people who want value, but they don't want to pay for the value.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I think I know where the rant is coming from. So that is going.
You want to,
where is directed to?
You want me to slam Charlie Poppy and Ashake and all these artists on my deck? That sounds very, very good.
Men, they,
and you don't want to pay proper money.
Men, man, too. Men, man.
We have this problem in the community. I'll say in the African space. I won't confine it to Nigerian.
Yeah.
I'll say it's in African space because a lot of people want you know, to bring quality to their event.
But they don't pay for it.
Yeah, but they don't wanna compensate you for the quality you bring into their event. Hey, if you don't have money,
don't call me.
Don't call me. Don't ever ring my phone.
Bah!
You can ring my phone when you know that you have got to that level. Jeez. That you can book King Kenny to come and play.
Standing on business.
King Kenny
standing on business.
Am I not supposed to be around? You had your time.
I'm hyping you up, bro.
You don't need to hype me. I'm telling you something that is paining me. You're hyping
I'm
me.
Hyping you up, bro. King Kenny,
your 1 minute
business
is over. Thank you.
I didn't get a clap, Dami.
Well,
what?
Your rant, Plancy. Why are you staring at me like that?
Like,
I didn't know you were beautiful before.
That's a nice one. I like that. Vole. Now, please give me the clap. That means hating.
Thinking about my answer. Okay, my rant is about how expensive houses are right now. So that, like, first, people that haven't bought one yet, like, every time you look at the market, you're just like, how am I going to be able to afford one or stuff like that? My rant is about how expensive things are. Like, every time you go to the market, it's almost like you've got like amnesia or something, because you're pretty sure, like, I'm pretty sure I bought strawberries for less than $4 the last time I was here, and now it's like $4.20.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, my rant is about how expensive stuff are, and you just have to, everyone has to pretend like it's not expensive. You know, like,
expensive.
We shouldn't be carrying placards and be complaining about it. My rant is about the war that's been going on, like, we all know where, and like, it's just going on, and everyone is just, like, it feels like
Everyone is forgetting about it.
Even personally, like, sometimes I see the clips and everything, and
so we actually have two active wars going on.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of wars going on, but
we don't have two active wars. We have hundreds of active
wars. Yeah, we have hundreds of active wars. But the ones that are put in the media. So that is also a rant. And sometimes, like, I think about it and I'm almost losing my religion from that rant, from like everything going on around that, because it's just like, what's the essence of all of this madness? So yeah, that's my rant.
I think, but your rant was ranting.
Yours ranted.
Yeah.
Are you done ranting?
Yeah, he's done. So
all right. Okay.
No, that actually started with her own.
I already did my rant.
What was your rant?
I'm beautiful. Anyways, let me say my rant.
Yeah,
my
karma.
I'm telling you, sit down comedy.
So let me rant. My rant is like those people that are like,
this doesn't feel like a rant.
I feel like an attack.
Like, I'm just going to drop the hype at this moment. Mine is not even rant. Mine is more of shade, and the people will catch their sub.
Wow.
But I don't want to do that. I don't want this podcast to be about that.
Go on.
You know
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not a mini episode. It's a quick fire.
It's a quick fire, bro.
All right. So my rant is just, you know, people who don't know how to communicate effectively.
Wow.
Go to school of communication.
Damn. Everything is about school for
education. That's a PhD.
PhD student, bruv.
I'm just, well, I mean, it's not, it's my rant is just, it's just about like us as human beings. We are very complicated human beings.
Yeah.
Human beings are complicated in general. And one thing that is very important for us to make things less complicated is communication. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what a lot of us lack.
Preach, girl.
So I only wish we lived in a world where people can just be open and honest to have verbal communication and non-verbal communication with one another, because you know things will go a lot more better, and just also be open to be the receiver of the
Butt plug
of the butt plug, you know. That's not what I mean, but be the receiver of the communication, because sometimes you know you might want to have open communication but you don't want to also listen. Communication also means, you know, you're also a good listener. I hope you've listened to the entire episode, and if you've gotten to this point, you know, I do hope the communication has been effective. But just remove the butt plug. Butt plug. It's been a long day. Well, thank you so much for sticking with us on this episode. Look, if you've gotten to this point in this episode, wow, you're a champ.
You have time.
I'm telling you.
I have something for you at the end of the season.
A butt
stick
plug.
Stick around. Don't go anywhere. This is Dami.
You already know it. This is Buddy Bakey Bello. By the Bakey Bill, look at the sexy black tiger.
Peace.
Hey, this is signing out. See ya.
Nameless.